The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Minute, what's on my mind is trying to determine the last time I bought a CD. Until today, that is. Not a certificate of deposit. No need to worry about that. I'm in radio. I'm talking about a CD as in a compact disc, as in that plays music. Until this morning, I don't remember the last time I bought one. But I was at Walmart at 6-something this morning with a 11-year-old. Happens to be Haley Grace Hennon, youngest member of the family, whose alarm went off early this morning to head to Walmart and purchase the Taylor Swift 1989 CD. So kudos to Taylor Swift for being a marketing a genius of sorts to get us to buy CDs again. It's amazing how quick things change, isn't it? Way to go, iTunes and Steve Jobs and the MP3, because, you know, you don't need CDs anymore. Just download the song, right? Anyway, that's what's on my mind. Do you still buy CDs, Todd? Todd Mitchell, he probably buys CDs. He probably is. After all, he drives those cool Mercedes convertibles, so you're probably, you know. We don't have Todd yet? Okay. Another little technical glitch we're finding today. He should be there? Todd? No. Maybe he dropped off. All right. Yeah, you guys figure that out. Anyway, you guys get that all straightened out. And then, in the meantime, I'll ask our listeners to tell me the last time they bought a CD. Who does it anymore? I didn't. Anyway, welcome to a Monday edition. You know what, folks? As you look at the calendar, 27th of October, I am thinking, wow, we're dangerously close to Election Day. 1 week from tomorrow. That's right, 1 week from tomorrow, the big election is upon us. My name is Scott Hinnon. Trust me, Todd Mitchell is here in spirit. And we're ready to talk to you to find out what's on your mind at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com is our email address, and lots of ways for you to weigh in. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at the North Dakota Petroleum Council. We're talking 60,000 jobs and $30 billion in economic impact. We're talking about national security, and we're talking about a whole lot of effort to meet all the challenges that come to North Dakota, community by community, with the good leadership of the North Dakota Petroleum Council. You can find out more about them at NorthDakotaOilCan.com. It's another in our debate series today on the program, and this is the first debate where we actually are scheduling two debates because the first one was so darn good, and we had what we said, we're not done, let's do it again. A debate on measure number 7, the pharmacy ownership measure at the bottom of the hour, with Pat Finken of North Dakotans for Lower Pharmacy Prices and Mike Schwab, Executive Vice President of the North Dakota Pharmacists Association. Look forward to that. We're going to talk at 10:30 with a farmer, a former legislator, Gene Nicholas. We're going to talk a little bit about Measure 5 and who the real conservationists are. I happen to believe that the true environmentalists, the true conservationists, are farmers and ranchers. They're not people that sit in big office buildings and tell you they're about improving the habitat or for conservation or, you know, that's an industry. They're doing that for a paycheck. They're doing that for, they don't truly make their life off the land like farmers and ranchers do. Grow up on it generation after generation. Gina, you know, given the unique perspective of a former legislative leader and a farmer, and Gina owns the land and few different corners of North Dakota, probably done more for the habitat of pheasants than anybody from Pheasants Forever that's paid, as an example. So anyway, look forward to that conversation today on the program as well. Couple of stories that are in the news. Every once in a while these come up, and they're really heartbreakers, but the Forum newspapers in Dickinson and Jamestown and Grand Forks and Fargo today are carrying a story about a Fargo woman who is suing her veterinarian because she says he euthanized her dog without permission. I am heartbroken, she says. It was murder. She could have lived 6 months. She could have lived 2 years. He didn't look at her, didn't do nothing but shoot her up. And the Fargo veterinarian, his name is Dr. Robert Elliott, coincidentally just finished a month-long suspension of his license in February that was tied to a separate euthanasia complaint, says what this woman is saying is not true, that he did not euthanize the dog without permission. The woman says she called him on October 19th and asked him to make a home visit to look at the infected eye of her 16-year-old Shih Tzu, Chloe. Instead of examining the dog's eye, she said the doctor took a syringe out and injected the dog with a sedative. And then Chloe collapsed in her arms, she said. She protested, asking him to reverse the procedure. He said it was too late to stop the process, that he had to administer a drug to halt the dog's heart. That's when she said this is all a murder. She said she went to another room because he warned her that the dog could have seizures. They didn't want her to see that. She said she heard the doctor tell her son that there had been a miscommunication. She insists there was no miscommunication. What do you do in a case like this? Want your take on that? It's one of our Facebook questions today. Another Facebook question we have up today has to do with a young man who killed another man while texting and driving. And as part of his sentence, he was given suspended jail time after pleading guilty to the manslaughter. I think he did 30 days of jail time on some kind of a schedule. But after it was reduced jail time in exchange for 100 hours of public service, which he uses to then go on and speak with schools, kids, talk about the dangers of texting and driving. And there was a story over the weekend, caught up with him in a Tower City classroom, in which the students are there. What do you think of that? What do you think of public service hours in lieu of jail time? Is that a good idea? Seems to me that, you know, punishment or sentences are really designed for deterrent. I hope, right? We want them to be a deterrent. Look what happened to this person who was texting and driving, and in this case, killed a 61-year-old man. And there's members of this family that don't agree with the sentence and others who do, I understand. You know, it was a 21-year-old youngster, again, killed a 61-year-old grandfather, Royce Rodiker. But I'm thinking, rather than having this guy in jail and hoping some kids see it, that actually those students that heard this story would be a lot less likely to text and drive. So I think it's a good thing, but I want your take on that as well. And then the Measure 5 folks have been caught again. These guys are just addicted to lying, in my view. Now they're lying about these people in this ad actually are against this, and they're not. Some outdoorsmen are upset. Their image is being used in ads advocating a Measure 5 vote. This is getting out of hand. Anyway, a couple of things on my mind. What's on yours? Those are welcome. If you have feedback on any of those, the vet, the texting and driving, the latest Measure 5 flap, you let me know at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Lauren in Rugby listening on 550 K-Fire. What's on your mind?
You know what? I've been working in and out of either Devil's Lake or mine out for the last 4 years. And, you know, I just wanted to say goodbye to North Dakota. I'm headed back to Michigan, and you guys have an excellent station. I love all of you. I've had a blast. You guys are very informative. And I look forward to taking care of myself and watching the election results here in the state. I hope everything goes the way it needs to go. And, you know, I'm going to miss you guys.
Well, we're going to miss you. You can bring us along with iHeartRadio, you know, but why are you going back to Michigan? Michigan's in a bit of a mess. Things are great in North Dakota. Why are you leaving, Lauren?
Well, as a matter of fact, the truck I was driving needs about $10,000 worth of open heart surgery. So, you know, I took the truck back over to Laramore yesterday, gave it back to the boss, and I'm going to go back and haul a pontoon boat. But you know what? I'll be in and out of Bismarck quite a few times. I'd either go to Valley or River Sports, you know, whichever. But I'll be back.
We're glad to hear it right there on that smartphone, man, iHeartRadio.
Exactly right. You can bring us along, Lauren. Thank you very much. Glad you're listening. Jamie Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Hey, Scott. Remember last week I called you and talked to you about these Democrats who try to run and act like they're not affiliated with any political party?
I do, yeah.
Okay, there's a commercial on here running in town on all the stations for District 47 Senate, and I have no idea who the Republican candidate was, but all I hear is this Brad Birkstadt running out about, I'm a hunter and a fisherman, and I'm all about North Dakota, this and that. Well, I'd have never said anything about what political party he was in, so I looked up, and sure enough, old Brad Birkstadt's a Democrat. Imagine that. Was he embarrassed to admit that, or what?
You better ask him that question. Try and track him down for us, Jamie. Find out the answer. If you got more to say, do it on the other side of the break. Hold tight. Phil and Bismarck,
yeah,
Dennis, and Cole Harbor coming up. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
It takes hard work and support to get a farm standing on its own 2 feet, just like it takes a solid frame to make a building last for years. Ensure the structures on your farm are solid with Prairie Post Frame. They use the heaviest metal, the strongest posts, and superior craftsmanship to give you the best return on your investment. In farm business, you need to make smart decisions. So make the profitable choice with Prairie Post Frame, leading the industry in quality post frame construction. Visit prairiepostframe.ca.
Scott Hennon here. I want to let you know a little secret. The team at S&S Motors are the place to buy a truck. They're in Watford City, and they will find you anything you want. Your Ford fan, they've got them. Dodge fan, they've got them. GMC, Chevy, whatever you're looking for, they've got them at S&S Motors. I bought a Ford F-150, 2009, low miles, thing runs great. The selection's incredible. Best deals on used trucks anywhere. S&S Motors, Watford City. And if you want a new one, they'll find it for you and bring it right to Watford City. Stop and see them at S&S Motors, Watford City, or call 444-2341.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council is excited to be hosting a number of international trade teams this fall. These teams consist of the top wholesalers, traders, and buyers of U.S. soybeans from Southeast Asia. A primary goal of these visits is to build and expand relationships between these trade industry leaders and North Dakota soybean farmers. Hosting these trade teams provides the ideal opportunity to showcase the quality of North Dakota soybeans and the producers who grow them. Because of the relationships that are developed through these trade team visits, the buyers know that our soybeans are of good quality and produced by people they know and trust. They consider this factor when making purchasing decisions. Increasing demand for soy in overseas markets continues to be a high priority for the North Dakota Soybean Council. For more information about our international marketing efforts, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
The hour. Jamie, where'd Jamie go? Jamie, I think I had more to say, but I did do a little checking during the break to his point, and that is this Brad Birkstadt is running for District 47 Senate in North Dakota, Bismarck District. I went out to his
website, and the only place I can find a reference to him being a Democrat, it's not in any of the news feeds. It's not in the about feed. He does this whole thing about what he's about. Meet him, you know, a little bio, nothing there. Has a whole thing about what he stands for, and nothing there. The you know, all these issues that he's talking about, nowhere does it say anything about being a Democrat. So, good point, Jamie. The only place I could find it was a link to where District 47 Democrats endorsed him. So I think it just makes your point. Anyway, here's Jamie. I guess you're back. So, Jamie, you're right. I'm on his website, and he does not anywhere describe himself as a Democrat. So, but you're going to find that out when you get to the polls, just so you know.
Yeah, absolutely. One other thing, Scott. I'm in District 35, and this Daryl Miller, he's a Democrat. He's loud and proud about it, which is good. I'm glad somebody actually admits that they are here. I'm going to try to get elected. He's running against Karen Carls. And his radio ad is that she's a failure because she's only introduced 5 bills in her congressional career, which I don't know how that's bad, because that's less government. Apparently, Daryl Miller wants to come in there and make a bunch of more laws for you if he's your congressman representing District 35. So I guess if you want bigger government, then vote for Daryl Miller. District 35 is doing pretty good with our 3 representatives we got from the Republican side right now.
And District 47 is Kaiser, Larry Klayman, and Ralph Kilzer.
Ralph Kilzer is a guy going against Mr. Unknown Bergstad. You know, he's not affiliated with any party. He's just for North Dakota.
Yeah, well, Ralph Kilzer is the Republican, just to, in case there's any confusion, Jay.
Yep.
I don't think he hides from the fact that he's Republican, though. So it's a good point.
So do you think it's a bad idea, since my congresswoman's only introduced 5 bills in her career, Scott? I think that's a pretty good record, don't you?
Yeah, you're talking about your legislator, right?
Right, Karen Carls.
Yeah,
she's
no,
great. I've talked to her a couple times.
Exactly right. No, I mean, that's how Democrats judge, you know, although I wish, like you say, just call themselves a Democrat. I have to give George Shenner credit for that. He, you know, he runs around talking about how much he likes Obamacare. He talks about more laws. Last week he wanted a law regarding truth in political advertising, wanted Washington, D.C. to come be a referee on political advertising. So, you know, student loans, he wants more government. He wants more government on everything. So at least he's, you know, a friend of mine actually was at his campaign office the other day. And and asked him point blank whether or not he'd welcome President Obama to come to the state, and he hemmed and hawed a little bit. Eventually, he said, "Yeah, probably not." But he said the reason that that he thought people didn't like President Obama was because we're racist.
Oh, good God! It's always that with those people. Give me a break.
So,
you have a good day, Scott. It's nice talking to you.
You too, Jamie. That's a pretty liberal position, but at least you are who you say you are. I'm saying this in a way of a compliment from George Shenner. He's welcoming the liberal label and presenting, you know, issues that are liberal rather than some of these others that are running from it. Be who you are and be proud of it. Stand up for it. Dennis in Cole Harbor, what's on your mind?
I've got a new twist to this independent pharmacy thing that I have not heard anybody talk about yet. I went to get a prescription filled in a local pharmacy in a rural area, because I had been discharged from the hospital. I was going after what I found out to be 6 pills, and they wanted $30. Well, I had a little fit over the price, and then I said, well, look, I'm TRICARE. And a voice from behind the divider in the pharmacy come barking at me, I don't have to accept TRICARE. Well, okay, I understand that. However, they were willing to sell me their own plan. Now, for those folks who say that the veteran didn't pay the price, I was in uniform for 25 years. So anyway, there's my story. And it gets down to the fact that I don't think these people are supporting the vets. I did never hear about any vets in my area who were paying their own way. I think it's wrong. And this is a new twist I want to throw at this thing, because they don't have to support the vet plan if they don't want to. So that tells me that they're not supporting the vets either.
Where was that at?
Well, it was in Garrison.
At a local pharmacy? Or?
Oh, local pharmacy in Garrison. But yeah. This Garrison owner has like 3 or 4 pharmacies in the other towns around here.
Sure.
Now, in addition, I also have the military dental plan, which I pay monthly big bucks for. and they don't accept a military dental plan.
So what is the how does that impact how you'll vote on Measure 7?
Oh, we're going to go big store, no doubt, based on the attitude that I came across.
Right. You're saying you didn't like the attitude from the local pharmacist. Got it, Dennis. Got it.
I absolutely did not like the attitude.
Right.
Especially in the fact that he's willing to show me his own plan.
Right, and I think that's, and we're going to talk about that next hour, because that's one of the arguments against Measure 7, that obviously when the agreements in your health plan are with a Walmart or a CVS, it may cost you more to deal with the local pharmacy. So some folks don't like that. In your case, you like that because you didn't like the treatment you got in Garrison there. Hard to speak for that particular pharmacist in Garrison, but if they're listening, they can respond. Dave, on the road near Fergus Falls, listening on AM 1100 The Flag, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I'm talking about your CDs and last time you bought a CD. I know it's not very hard-hitting for a Monday morning, but I actually buy them all the time. You know, basically you buy them online, you get a hard copy, and you get the digital copy, and then I'm always at used CD stores picking up some classic albums that I used to listen to or have always wanted to have but never got. You know, you can pick those up for $5.99.
So you're still doing it. Good for you. That's good. And innovative, too, that you can buy them and get the download so you have them both. That's kind of cool. I like that.
What's also interesting is my daughter, she's 17. She still prefers to actually purchase a disc. So she'll purchase the disc still. She'll burn it onto her laptop, copy it to her phone. And then she just stores the disc away. And what's nice is down the line, if you choose to sell it back, you can at least get a few bucks back.
Good point. That's right.
So I'm old-fashioned, but I like to have that hard copy.
I still miss the turntable. I grew up in the radio biz playing the Letterman, on Sunday mornings on the radio on the big old platter, 33, let her rip. Miss it.
I still got a huge collection of vinyl as well.
I do, too. We just cleared out the KTGL studio in Tioga and put them in storage. You never know. It might come back someday.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, you never know.
Dave, appreciate the call. Good reminiscing with you. Phil in Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Hi. I'm not surprised about Measure 5 and the lying, because, you start once, it's the path you go down. But what really got me upset over the weekend was identity politics being played by one of the Democratic candidates for legislature around here in Bismarck. I forget which one it was, because they all kind of are the same. But the ad basically ran as, there are young families here, and we need somebody who's going to represent our interests. And that is that kind of divisiveness. It's just wrong. It's just wrong. I've seen identity politics out on the East Coast, and it's really, really ugly.
Well, Phil, it helps when you point it out. Makes it less likely they'll do it next time. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're building, rearranging, and making room to improve the lives of our growing community. Today, we're sushi bars, fine dining, movie theaters, superior hotels, shopping centers, Main Street business, and small town service. We're water parks, play parks, walking paths, a state-of-the-art wellness center, and an up-and-coming community event center equipped for banquets, meetings, sports, special events, and much more. We're Watford City. We're kids first. Parks and rec programming, quality education, school and hospital expansions, and a superior daycare center. We're new jobs, new housing developments, new ideas, and new people coming home. We're what the buzz is all about, and we're open for business. Come see for yourself. Watford City. We're not the same. We're better.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Top of the hour brought to you today by our friends at My Pillow. Did you have a good weekend of sleep, Todd? Did you sleep well on your pillow, as always? Or did you have a pillow fight with Carrie and she stole your pillow? How'd it go? You tell me.
I repossessed my pillow. It was great.
Oh, that's right. Good for you. I slept well, too. Actually, I think I might have clocked more than six, my usual, on at least one occasion this weekend. Just slept like a baby. Anyway, My Pillow and Todd's pillow and a lot of our listeners' pillows now, because we're selling a lot of these, are the National Sleep Foundation's official pillow. And to celebrate, they're offering a two-for-one deal on their original classic pillow. 50% savings when you call 800-506-9028. Now, to get the deal, you got to say, hey, Scott told me to call, or you have to go to mypillow.com and use the promo code Scott, and you'll get the 50% savings. Now, two-for-one on the original classic pillows. I ordered a travel pillow last week, a pillowcase, what else? The big body pillow. All the other goodies that you'll find at mypillow.com, they'll tell you about them when you call as well, if you don't go online, are 50% off, too. Great deal. And the beauty of this pillow is it has this patented interlocking fill, so it adjusts to any sleep position. Machine washable and dryable like your favorite pair of blue jeans. Non-allergenic. The thing stays cool so you don't toss and turn. Here's how great a pillow it is. They have a 10-year warranty that will not go flat. When you stand behind your product with a 10-year warranty, you know it's great. Even a 60-night money-back guarantee. Sleep on it for 59 nights. Say, ah, it's not for me. Send it back. MyPillow.com. Remember, promo code Scott or 800-506-9028. By the way, designed by a Midwesterner. We talked to the owner the other day on the radio, and they're selling a lot of pillows in North Dakota, and we love our partnership with MyPillow, but I figured it all out when we found out he was a Midwesterner that thought of this deal. Great deal. All right, your questions and your comments are welcome on measure number 7 in the next hour, another of our debate series on measure number 7. So get those calls, questions, and comments in for our two guests at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Email or send a note in saying, guys, a little note on texting and driving. It should be treated as a DUI. I don't know how many times I see someone driving down the road with a face buried in their chest. Why doesn't cell phone companies disable the phone if it's in motion more than 20 miles an hour? Their technology is there to do this, just like drinking. Even the passenger shouldn't be able to text either. Unfortunately, that's why we need idiot laws, because of the idiots out there. All right. We talked a little bit about that in a sentence of a 21-year-old man who pleaded guilty to manslaughter for texting and driving, killed a 61-year-old grandfather from Castleton. Part of his sentence was 100 hours of community service out talking about the dangers of texting and driving. And so that's how that came up today. Appreciate the email. Glad you're listening very much. Going to get Taylor and Bismarck here and then get to our debate. Hey, Taylor, what's on your mind?
Hey, Scott, how are you this morning?
Good, how are you?
Doing well. Hey, I just wanted to talk about this pharmacy measure coming out.
If you want to talk about that, hang on, Taylor, because I thought you wanted to talk about Measure 5. Hang on, because I'm going to introduce our guest, and you can present the first question. And we welcome others as well at 800-228-0550. We have Dave Oleg here. Dave is the owner of a pharmacy. He's also a pharmacist himself, South Point Pharmacy in Fargo. Dave, how are you doing?
I'm fine, Scott. How are you this morning?
Appreciate you joining us. Pat Finken is back. Pat is representing North Dakotans for lower pharmacy prices. Pat, welcome back.
Thanks, Scotty. Good to be here today.
Glad you're both here. We'll save opening statements for a moment here because, as you heard, Taylor in Bismarck has a question and or a comment about Measure 7. Go ahead, Taylor.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you know, in the business world, typically most business owners, managers, things like that, they welcome competition because they know that it makes them better, it makes everything better. And if the interests are truly in the customer or the patient's best interest, then I would think that all the small-time pharmacies would welcome this competition because wouldn't it really give them a chance to shine even more?
All right, Dave, that's the adage, competition makes us all better. What about
you? Scott, we've had this conversation numerous times before. If it were as simple as competition, I guess that wouldn't be an issue. However, everybody knows in our industry the competition has basically gone away because of the method that the insurance companies and the big boxes have actually put together, restrictive networks and those types of things. We're not in a competitive market anymore. There's something called any willing provider legislation was actually put to bed back in January, February by the federal government thanks to a paper sponsored by the pharmaceutical manufacturers and the PBM. So it's not a competition that way. It's actually patients are forced to go to pharmacies by copay structures and closed networks. We would welcome an open market. An open level playing field competition would be absolutely fantastic.
Pat, did you want to respond to that at all? But is not as simple as...
Yeah, I don't think that's exactly the case. People are never forced to go to a preferred network. There are advantages in copays in that. And the reason they do that is healthcare costs. They're able to control their healthcare costs through this process. In fact, the federal government estimates that these preferred pharmacy networks will save them $11 billion this year alone. That opportunity is afforded, and these independent pharmacists can join them either through groups or on their own. But the bottom line is that these preferred pharmacy networks, which is what David's referring to, actually saves the federal government and insurers billions of dollars every year, and that's why they do it. It's a matter of reining in the runaway cost of healthcare right now. Now, there's a lot of other things that we can talk about in that regard, but in terms of the preferred networks themselves, it's a real advantage both in terms of premiums for health insurance and also to the federal government what they spend on the Medicare Part D.
Sadly, Pat, you're absolutely incorrect. I have a study that's actually written by CMS, published back in January, that states, in fact, it was going to save money by going to an open market plan, but the PBMs and the pharmacy manufacturers and the big boxes bought and paid for their own study, as did Walmart here in North Dakota, to actually state that should those types of things save some extra money. But CMS actually had determined that any willing provider network would actually save a fortune. And the other side of that is a mail order portion where, in fact, the mail order contracts, which are going to impact North Dakota in an absolutely huge way, are going to cost anywhere from 10 to 38% more just because of restricted access. It's a huge issue.
Well, and actually, it isn't a study paid for by the industry. It's the Office of Management and Budget.
Absolutely incorrect. It was the Milliman study paid for by the PBM and the insurance company.
You know what?
I read it.
I appreciate that, David. You can get angry and disavow the study, but
I'm not angry at all.
But it's a report that came out just 2 weeks ago from the Office of Management and Budget. And they said that they estimate that these networks are going to save Medicare $11 billion, $110 billion over the next decade is what they're talking about.
Well, I guess that remains to be seen, but based on what they said back in April and March, the mail order is going to cost anywhere from 10 to 38% more. So, that's a huge impact in North Dakota, Scott, because access is going to become a major issue in this state. For our senior citizens who happen to live in Lemoore and somebody puts a pin in the map, says you're going to have to drive to Jamestown and pick up the prescriptions, you're 83 years old, are they going to drive there or are they going to use mail order pharmacy? Mail order pharmacy costs more money and it comes up with less access.
Well, and actually for the consumer themselves, oftentimes, the mail order has a smaller copay than anything else that we're talking about.
And higher gross margin for the providers.
And the other side of that, though, is it gets back to the point that this is about lowering prices. But nobody can force that little, poor little old lady out in the middle of nowhere to have to choose where they go. The federal government can't force her to go there. Can she save money by going to some places rather than another? Yes, absolutely.
Which would she like to pay 100% of the cost, or would she like to pay a copay? That's what's going on. That's not correct, because it happens daily. I have patients come in my store who say that they cannot come to our pharmacy. They are forced to go to a store, or they have to pay 100% of the drug. Or they can have one 30-day supply, but their maintenance meds have got to be filled at the closed network pharmacy.
And they have the right to come to your place, and they just have to pay a higher copay.
Maybe three times higher.
Well, it depends on the plan they're in.
Exactly.
But
or 100%.
But they have the option in those plans as well, David.
Well, that's not exactly an option.
You're included. There's also plans that they offer. Let's talk about Humana. Humana has seven plans here in North Dakota. Mm-hmm. One of them forces them to go, well, doesn't force them.
Yes, it does.
But requires them to go to Walmart because it's called the Walmart plan. But there are six other plans that don't do that they can choose from, too. So this idea that somehow there's a gun to the people's head to force them to go to big box stores. But let's go one step further. This isn't just an issue of big box stores. This is an issue of healthcare providers like hospitals and nursing homes. They're prevented from doing this. Think of this hospital in a small town as well. The law today prevents them from allowing people to come to the hospital.
Absolutely incorrect. That's absolutely incorrect, Pat. You know, they can have a pharmacy tomorrow if they'd like one.
That's right. They can hire you to come in and do it.
No, they can't hire me. We can be partners.
That's right. You can. Exactly. That's right. They have to come in and partner with you because they can't. Even though they already have an inpatient pharmacy, already have stock, already have all the capital investment, they can't do it unless you let them.
Let's take, for example, I saw Senator Nelson's conversation about Rugby. Rugby decides to put in an outpatient pharmacy, does 20 or 30 prescriptions a day. They're not open on weekends, I don't believe, but the retail pharmacy probably more than likely is. And they put that in, and it's just enough to take away the pharmacy. You don't have to take away half their business. You have to take away 15 or 20%. There's no secret that nationally published that the net profit in retail pharmacies nationally are about anywhere from 1% to 3%. Very, very low. So they're running on a strict margin. All they have to do is take enough of the business away to have that pharmacy go way downtown. And who winds up being the sole provider? An employee at a hospital pharmacy who can come and go, who winds up taking vacations, those types of things. We had this discussion at the legislature back in 2009 and 2011 in another community. It puts the provider that's there at risk, and they'll simply go away.
Well,
Taylor,
David,
I'm going to stop you guys there so we get to
let me just
calls.
Answer this one thing about the hospital. The reality, though, is that this law prevents them from owning and operating their own pharmacy, just like anyone else. And ultimately, shouldn't people have the right to choose where they go? You're trying to force them to have to do business with an independent pharmacy.
I'm not trying to force them. The United States Supreme Court passed the law.
They didn't pass the law.
The North Dakota passed law. They came up with a decision. Have you ever read it?
I have. And in fact, you quote it quite often in these debates. The reality is simply that doesn't mean that's the right way to go. And quite frankly, just because it's legal to do doesn't mean that you should have the right to force people to choose you when they may want to go someplace else. But let's go on, Scott. Let's move on.
A quick history lesson, though. This limits on ownership are not unique to pharmacies in North Dakota.
Absolutely not.
Right? I mean, the law firms.
Corporate farming in North Dakota, law firms, dental offices, CPAs, optometrists, any professional practice. And that was the gist of the entire U.S. Supreme Court's opinion, was that the pharmacy is a professional health care provider. And that we happen to be tied to a commodity. That's the downside of the entire industry of pharmacy.
My question quickly, Pat, for you, is this something that you believe across the board ought to be changed in those other industries as well?
Well, the difference here is, of course, that this still will require that a licensed pharmacist operate that pharmacy. This is not like suddenly it's going to be a sales clerk. It's going to have licensed pharmacists. And in fact, in states like us, rural states like us, there are actually, for example, in South Dakota, more licensed pharmacists and more pharmacies per capita than there
absolutely
are here in North Dakota.
Incorrect. Hold
tight, guys. We are up against a break. Taylor, you got your answer. It's complicated on the free market side, but got your answer. David Bismarck is next, and calls right behind, waiting to weigh in. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Life's easier when you upgrade your tarps and hoppers to electric with the Woltec electric conversion system from Agri-Cut. The Command 10 remote wirelessly operates from over 100 feet away.
The Woltec electric conversion is lighter by design, reduces driver fatigue, and saves time, allowing the system to pay for itself. Schedule your install today by calling a dealer near you. Find a dealer online at WoltecElectric.com. WoltecElectric.com. WoltecElectric.com.
Hunting for me is getting away from everything. I enjoy hunting with my son more than anything. Someday he'll have memories like I have of hunting with my dad. There's just no better feeling when a customer says, you know, that gun you sold me last year worked perfect. That is, to me, what it's all about. I'm Leon Streifel, and I'm one of the hunting experts at Shields.
Shields, when it comes to gear and expert advice, we're right there with you in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Moorhead.
A word about agriculture from your friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Agriculture is an important industry in North Dakota, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is important to agriculture. See, Farm Bureau is dedicated to enhancing economic opportunities for their members. They're not just about farming and ranching. Farm Bureau has more than 27,000 members across the state. Folks just like you that are concerned about issues that matter, like our schools, our roads, our safety, and, of course, economic progress. At the North Dakota Farm Bureau, they provide a strong voice on issues that matter to all North Dakota citizens. Farm Bureau also provides their members with a variety of savings opportunities on everything from new and used vehicles to motels and home appliances. We're all in this together, and North Dakota Farm Bureau wants to be there to make sure our economy and agriculture remain strong for generations to come. Find out more about all the North Dakota Farm Bureau has to offer you by going online to ndfb.org. That's ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Before the top of the hour on What's on Your Mind, another of our debate series today as we count down to Election Day a week from tomorrow. Measure number 7, the pharmacy ownership measure, is in our focus today with our guest, Dave Oleg from South Point Pharmacy in Fargo, and Pat Finken representing a group known as North Dakotans for Lower Pharmacy Prices on measure number 7 today. Let me get to these calls. And we're going to go to as many of you as possible, so I promise that. Dave and Bismarck, your question or comment on Measure 7.
Yes, Scott. You know, I was down in Florida last week with the wife, and you know, I said, you know, I'll bet Florida's got a hell of a pharmaceutical market based upon all the people retired down there, and they must do a hell of a business, so I would think drugs would be cheap. Well, we said, well, let's go to Walmart and just see what your generic pills cost for a 35-day supply. So we went into Walmart, and this is about, well, I don't know, 80 miles south of Orlando, which is one of the small towns down there. And we went to Walmart, and we went there, and they said, well, we can't give you a 35-day supply, but we can get you a 30-day supply. Now, my wife here pays for a 30-day supply in Bismarck. She pays $12. At that Walmart down in around the Cocoa Beach area, they would give her a 30-day supply for $19. Mm-hmm. So where's the cost savings?
Scott, this is Dave again. That's exactly correct. We did. There's been three independent studies, one by the Institute for Self-Reliance, one by the New Rules Project, and the National Association of Chain Drug Stores survey. We've done two surveys of our own regionally based on prescription drug prices, and this bill will absolutely not save anybody a dime. There are numerous examples. North Dakota is 13th in the nation, has been, and for the last 5 years, as far as prescription drug prices. The study that came out that was bought and paid for by Walmart for some economist who works up at UND, which we can talk about later, was absolutely ludicrous, the numbers they came forth with, and we can debate those when we get down the road a little bit. I'd like to go back to access, if you don't mind, for 1 second. Pat made the comment about the numbers of pharmacies and things. The Institute for Self-Reliance took a look at this. North Dakota has 30% more pharmacies per person than the national average, beats the neighbors as well. The average number of pharmacies in North Dakota per person is 2.45. If you go to South Dakota, it's 2.25. Minnesota is 2.04. We have the highest number of pharmacies per capita of any state in our region, as well as the highest number of pharmacists. Access and service in North Dakota is second to none.
Did you want to respond to
that? David, I do want to respond to that because, of course, that isn't the case. But I have 2 points that I want to make here. Number one,
pharmacy says it is.
Can I have my chance here, David? By the way, we're not duking it out between in the breaks. We want to be clear about that. The reality is that I've always found that anytime somebody throws around words like lying, they can't make their argument on their own merit. They start calling names and going after the individual. And that's clearly, David's struggling to make his point because the studies do reinforce, both in terms of the price issue and of the access issue, that this law will improve access. He's referring to the University of North Dakota study that was done in tangent with the University of Michigan, where they found that clearly...
Whoa.
Yeah.
Were the universities involved? Did you buy and hire these people?
They are.
Did you hire those people as individuals,
David,
or the universities?
Make
absolutely.
My point. Let me make the point.
But just be
they
honest. Have, Pat, that's all I ask you to be.
Oh, I'm being very honest, okay. David. They are two economists. Mm-hmm. Who are employed at these universities, who have been hired to do this study as an independent third party by the coalition that represents not only Walmart, but Stanford, Alltrue, and Trinity Health as well. So back to the point, if I might, David, mm-hmm. without you interrupting.
I'm sorry.
The point being is that they have found that both on price and access, both get improved if this measure passes. Now, let's talk about the study that David's been quoting, the Institute for Self-Reliance. I don't even know that I have to make the case for this group because I would invite anybody out there to go out and go to the Institute for Local Self-Reliance website and learn more about this because this group that's behind the study also opposes production agriculture. They think that nobody should have large-scale farms, that you should grow your own fruits and vegetables and raise your own cattle. They also oppose electric co-ops. They also oppose all fossil fuels. This is not a group that's credible in this modern economy, especially in North Dakota.
All right.
They're opposing everything. So yeah. The point being is that this is not a credible study, but anytime you want to take up the University of North Dakota and Dr. Flynn, I'd be happy to have that because this is a credible economist in tangent with the University of Michigan credible economist who as a third party done this study.
Hired and bought and paid for by Walmart.
So what?
So but anybody, you can make anybody say anything you
really?
Want. Exactly.
So you're saying Dr. Flynn's a liar.
I'm saying.
Is that what you're saying?
What I said was, and I'll prove that to you, that his numbers are actually incorrect, and the methodology is what's
okay,
really.
So you're saying guys, that he's not, for he's the, not capable.
I think his methodology
here's
is
what
very
I'm
suspect.
Yeah. What I'm going to say is the listeners don't care. They don't care about my study versus your study. It bores them. Let's stick to the issues. Bob and Grafton, go ahead. What's on your mind?
Yes, sir. Thank you, Scott, for taking my call. Look, I want to put a stop to this nonsense right now with a dose of some in-your-face common sense. Number one, the federal government absolutely could find a way to consolidate this and force people to go a certain direction. Remember that if you like your doctor and if you like your health care and you like your insurance, you can keep it. That was a lie. Secondly, I live in Grafton, and I refuse to drive over 60 miles round trip down to Grand Forks to get my prescriptions filled. It's not happening. I am voting this thing down to keep our local pharmacy. Thank you.
10 seconds each. Pat?
Well, obviously, you're not going to have to drive from Grafton because you have the choice to stay local if you so desire. And so that's just not true that they can force you into that. Can people offer copays? Happens all the time.
Ten
the difference
seconds.
In copay is a common occurrence for in-network
ten
and
seconds.
Out-of-network.
All right, Dave, real quick.
Well,
actually,
okay.
Got to hold that thought.
David, you have 20 seconds.
No. Blame Pat during the break. We'll pick it up on the other side of the news break.
This is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Megan's on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash talking about a new service they have 24-7 at the North Dakota Truck Wash just south of the Pinnacle Senex in Stanley on the truck bypass. Interior detailing. Tell me about it, Megan.
Absolutely. We do interior detailing for both pickups and semi-trucks. We do request that you drop it off overnight. Drop it off overnight and it'll be ready first thing the next morning.
They're open 24-7. What a deal. Drop it off. The interior detailing's done. Pick it up in the morning. Ready to go at the North Dakota Truck Wash. Call them at 701-628-1550.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.